Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
.942, this Breakfast of the Blackhawk, as always, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB does mean business. And it's my friend Brian Campbell. Good morning, Mr. Campbell. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good. We're just around the house and lots of keeping the kids busy. And it was good. Really good. Got the tree up, so we're all excited about that.
How many Canadian turkeys does it take to equal one American turkey? I mean, do you have to have extra turkeys, or how's that work?
Yeah, usually it's two Canadian turkeys for one American turkey.
Oh.
A shorter season up there, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Listen, I know it's the holiday season, and I don't think your girls are as big a fan of the show as you are, so I think we could talk about this safely. But what do your girls want for Christmas?
My oldest wants a Hatchimal, and my 2-year-old just want anything Shimmer and Shine. It's a TV show, so
I don't know what that is. Shimmer and Shine.
Yeah, it's a little genie TV show. Genie, these two little Shimmer and Shine girls. So she loves that stuff.
Can you hook up Soup with a Hatchimal?
Yeah, but be careful of the Hatchimals because they recalled a lot of them. You know, it's like this egg, and then you're supposed to love it and nurture it, and then this little fuzzy thing pops out of it, and it's like a little robot bird that is yours. But some of them were malfunctioning, Soup, so I would be careful.
What do they mean? They curse
don't get them
at
like on
something?
The black market.
Do they talk?
They
to
just
you?
Don't work. But most do. But some they had to recall. Just be careful. Don't buy them. Off the street.
Okay, we went to Target, so we'll
okay.
Go to Target.
I think you'd be okay.
I think Target's giving you the good ones. Our friend Patty Vasquez is here. And how long has it been since you talked to Soup?
Probably about six or seven years, maybe.
Yeah, so remind him the connection.
I want to thank you again for all the hard work you did and the funds that you raised for Beard Elementary School and the incredible playground. And it's just a wonderful legacy. My son had a great time. I mean, I have so many great pictures I've been meaning to share with you and the work you did for Autism One. We're so grateful for the work you did. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Patty. I think when I got traded initially to Florida there, that was kind of one of the biggest disappointments is that you do some work and then you move away. But a lot of good things that went into that.
Your work remains, so please know that.
Yeah, do you have someone you have someone in your life with an autistic child that you're aware of?
No, I don't. But when I was playing in Buffalo for the Sabres there, I had some good friends, and one of the ladies, she worked at a school there.
Okay.
So I just got involved, and I really enjoyed it, and then I wanted to bring that to Chicago.
Yeah, well, it was a very nice thing to do, and I know you continue to do a whole bunch of work that helps others, like Hockey Fights Cancer Night with a big purple carpet event. That's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited for these kids. They're the ones that keep on fighting and keep going. So it's going to be great for them to see them walk the carpet tonight and get some big cheers and obviously a great thing that the NHL does, and obviously the Blackhawks probably do it first class compared to anybody else. So it'll be some kids on the ice tonight and a little girl dropping the puck. So it's really exciting. It's such a great event that the NHL does.
And in support of cancer awareness, the players tonight are going to wear one-of-a-kind lavender jerseys during warm-ups, and those are going to be autographed by the player who wore it and then auctioned online. So that's pretty cool. Lavender Hawks jerseys.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen it?
My daughters would love those, right?
Right. Exactly. Blackhawks have also partnered with Make-A-Wish Illinois and Bear Necessities Pediatric Cancer Foundation for that pregame on-ice recognition that Brian Campbell was just talking about. And Lauren Graver is a 9-year-old from Mount Prospect. She's battling a condition which I believe is called rhabdomyosarcoma. It's a rare muscle-based cancer. She's the little girl you were talking about, Soup, to do the puck drop before the game. God bless her and her family and everybody dealing with it. So that's
all. There's a good video of her on Blackhawks website, too, with a little story and stuff. So check it out.
All right, let's talk about this team for a little bit. Good to see Kane and Taves both scoring the other night.
Yeah, I felt like they've really played well the last the little bit here. You know, they had that lull where they're trying to having a tough time scoring, but I feel like the speed of the whole team game has picked up. So it's really good to see. So I know they got 3 games here in 4 nights. They're getting into a little bit heavier part of the schedule, but you really like what they see a lot, what you saw earlier on in the season, and then they kind of went in a little lull, and now they're back going. And then those guys saw getting a goal last game too as well helps just boost some confidence.
3 games in 4 nights, Brian, 5 in the next 7. From a player's standpoint, how do you make sure that you're ready when you're in this kind of a grind where you're playing almost every night for at least a week?
Yeah, a lot of it's mental. You know, it's a lot of hockey, but, you know, you're not doing a lot else. I think it's trying to get your downtime, recover, and there won't be a lot of practices. That's the one good thing about Joel as a coach. He's a veteran coach, and he gives these guys time off to get them prepared so they're playing, you know, at their peak during games and not at practices. So, you know, just a lot of recovery, mentally getting the body ready, but they've had some downtime now, so I'm sure the guys are itching to play a few more games.
As this goes on over the next several days, which game is the toughest, the beginning of the stretch or the third?
Well, it's always, you go game by game, so tonight's game is going to be the toughest. So Anaheim's had a lot of injuries, so, you know, and then they go into Nashville tomorrow night, so that's a, you know, they just keep knocking them off of big games. So I think when you get into a stretch like this, you want to, you know, you want to bank some points early. Is important for them to do that, so you're not grinding, you know, when you get to the later part of the stretch.
You know, Patty, I know that Brian Campbell was your favorite Blackhawk. Do you have a new favorite Blackhawk now?
No, he's still my favorite.
What about guys that are still scared? By the way, Soup, did you know what your fancy title is now? I don't even know. I don't even know if you're aware of this.
I have looked at it a few times.
This is the new title for Brian Campbell. You are... Oh, you're so lucky I lost it.
I have it here. He is Business and Hockey Operations Liaison. Yeah, that's it. Blackhawks Business and Hockey Operations Liaison.
Now, if he did the initials, he'd be a B-hole. Business and Hockey Operations Liaison.
Is that
what
it spells out? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Steve, is Patty still a lot fun? Is
yes.
she still funnier than you?
Oh, yeah. There's never a doubt about that. Are you kidding me?
Just making sure.
In golf terms, that's a gimme. So, all right. So, give me one more perspective from a player standpoint here. You're looking at St. Louis, 10 or 12 points up. I didn't even bother to look at this point. Do you, as a player, even care about that or look at that at this point, or do you truly just lock in and do that one game at a time thing?
You always look. I think everybody's looking at the standings the whole time, but I think right now for the Hawks. They're kind of bunched up with a bunch of teams, but there's a way to, you're not going to get this done in a week, you know, by climbing up and passing all these teams. But I think it's just the way they're playing right now is the positive part about it. It's been a lot better and, you know, their special teams have been better. So I don't think you're not going to get those, but they play St. Louis probably in this stretch. They play Nashville. So those are games. If you can win that, then we call them 4-point games and you're gaining, you know, the game in hand on that team. So, you know, those are definitely going to be important when you play in your division to try to move up the standings in your division.
Last word for Mr. Campbell. Patty, something you like that?
I'm just I'm so excited to get to talk to you and thank you again. And it's a great season, by the way. So keep going.
Yeah, and I got a movie because, Soup, I know what a good dad you are. I got a movie you're going to love. I saw a couple movies this weekend. And actually, they're both good. But I saw Wonder. I never read the book, but go see Wonder and take your oldest daughter. Won't mean as much to your middle one, but your oldest daughter will love it.
I was going to ask if you ever saw Youngblood with Rob Lowe and
that was a good movie.
I've seen Youngblood.
Good 80s movie.
Oh my, such a good movie. I
didn't see that coming.
Did you ever see that one?
My little one might be in that. She's a little terror. She runs around. She just jumped out of her crib the other day. So we had to put her in a big girl bed now. So
she literally got out of her crib at 2?
Oh, look out. Mm-hmm. It's a whole new world.
And we even had the mattress on the floor, and she jumped out of this thing. She's a tiny little thing. She's a spark plug.
Wow.
Yeah, she ain't playing. She's like, I'm out of here.
Don't want to mess. Sure.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. I got to go tell Abigail Grace to step up her game. All right, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate you doing this. And, again, congratulations on another great event for the Blackhawks. Always doing the right thing, and it's appreciated. Hockey Fights Cancer Night tonight with the Purple Carpet event. If you can be there early, hopefully you will be a part of seeing all of this and seeing that very special little girl do the puck drop. And do whatever you can. Go to ChicagoBlackhawks.com and help any way you can. That's Brian Campbell. Thank you, sir.